This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Every year since 1944, the third week of September has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. And this year it started yesterday on September 17th and runs through Saturday, September 23rd. Putting farm safety into practice is the theme for the week, and the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety says the theme is one that hits home and serves as a reminder that it's everyone's responsibility for safety both on the farm and on rural roadways. New data for the Department of Labor shows the ag sector is still the most dangerous in America, with 570 fatalities, which equals 22.8 deaths per 100,000 workers. When combining all labor sectors, the death rate was 3.4%. And I think it's safe to say that nobody likes to hear about farm fatalities or accidents. As harvest season begins, it's important to be aware of your surroundings. Director of Division Operations for Ameren, Illinois, George Justice, says you don't want to get too close to power lines when operating large equipment. And unfortunately, it happens more often than we might think throughout the state.
No, Katie, and every year we have a number of farmers that are killed or injured, unfortunately, when their equipment gets too close or they snag an overhead line or even hit some underground gas line.
So tips for them, if an issue like this would occur, you know, if they do come in contact with a power line or gas line, what should they do in that instance?
Well, if they come in contact with a power line, the most important thing they can do is stay in their equipment unless it's on fire or they have another reason to get out of that equipment. Stepping off a piece of equipment that's into a power line, if that line is still energized, they become the path to ground and they can quickly be killed or injured. So stay there, call somebody, do whatever, but don't get out of that vehicle unless you have to. And if you do have to get out of it, the best thing to do is jump with both feet together off the equipment and hop away from the incident site. That minimizes your risk of getting an electric shock. If you hit a gas line, just the opposite is true. It's best to get away from the hit as quickly as you can. The gas will blow, and often it will blow hard, and it will eventually probably ignite, so you don't want to be anywhere near that equipment. But you can avoid, especially the underground gas situation, by calling 811 or our Illinois Julie number to have where those lines may be on your property marked, so you can avoid that.
And when this situation occurs, other than maybe 911 in an emergency situation, or if a farmer would see an issue with the power line, is there someone at Ameren that they should contact, or what's the proper protocol?
The proper thing to do is call us at our 800 number, 800-755-5000, and we will be happy to respond as quickly as we can to address whatever issue they might see, especially if you have a sagging line or something that doesn't look right. It doesn't cost anything. Give us a call, and we're happy to assess it before there's an issue.
So talking about farm equipment coming in contact with power lines, you know, maybe not something that we think about, but do you see this a lot? Is it common throughout the state, or do you know how often maybe it occurs each year?
It occurs every year all across the state, unfortunately. The most common thing that happens is a farmer will snag a guy wire, the wires that run from the pole to the ground to hold up the wires. And when that happens, they typically pull down a large section of power line, often on top of them. So they need to watch out where those guy wires are. And the second thing that happens a lot is you leave a dump bed up or an auger in the air, and that snags an overhead power line, and the same thing happens. First, you get an electrical current running through your vehicle, and then secondly, you will probably pull that line down and potentially on top of you or on top of something else. So it does happen a lot, unfortunately, and it can all be avoided by just making good decisions on and noticing what's around you before you go to work.
Well, George, all great reminders good things to talk about as we get into that busy season of harvest for the fall. Anything else on your mind or things you'd like to mention about Ameren or say to farmers?
Well, again, I'd like to reemphasize, call 811. It doesn't cost anything for our folks to come out and mark lines on your property. And that's probably one of the biggest things farmers can do, other than paying attention to where they are in the field, to avoid these types of situations.
George Justice, Director of Division Operations for Ameren, Illinois. In other news, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau young leaders harvested their corn plot at the Anderson Farm in Butler last week. The plot had a total of 36 entries, and young leader member Chris Vaughn of Litchfield said results were good considering the wet weather we had this spring.
Today we had a plot average of 236 bushel, where our check average was 251. We are on a shortened plot this year because we should have been around that 500-foot mark, but with all the rains we had early spring, we were going to try to replant this plot, but we couldn't get to it. So by the time we were able to get to it, it was too late and everything else was going on. So we decided as a group to shorten it in the fall, and therefore we did, and we made it down to approximately 220 foot. So we took out all the holes, and we had the most consistent stand all the way across it at the 220 foot stand, or at the 220 foot length.
I remember the spring, of course, I'm on the committee too, and I've helped out with planting and stuff. Basically, the numbers we saw today, we lucked out. We're pretty happy with the turnout from how wet and rough of a spring it was.
Yes. For our, like I said, with our plot average being around 236, the stand counts were pretty darn consistent. There were, like we said, a few holes out there, yeah, so we did have to take those out. But, yeah, overall, I think it's going to be a pretty good plot to take a look at with our yields being pretty somewhat consistent, but yet as this year is, it's going to be all over the board. So luckily we do have that check in there every fifth number, so that's going to be one thing that we can really take a look at.
It's still pretty early yet as far as harvest goes, so I know moisture was pretty high today on the stuff we harvested, but you did get samples of ears of all the different varieties, and I think looking at those, quality looks pretty decent. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, quality overall is looking really good this year. There's been some diplodia and spots out there over the few counties, but here I haven't really seen any. Our average moisture was about 28.5, 28.6. If you would like to see, some ears or whatever, we can, get a hold of a young leaders member, and we can definitely give you those ears along with any kind of a plot data or any questions. We should be able to answer those too.
Chris, something else to talk about. Not only are you involved with young leaders, you also work for Wiffles. So talking with your customers and farmers, have many guys started harvesting yet, or are we still pretty wet out there?
The bottoms up in Greene County have really started rolling. They're in about that 22 to 27, some 30% moisture's up there. It's just all over the board. It really is. Up there, I mean, they're starting on some 109, 110-day corn that was planted in March, and being up there, they did get in a lot earlier than we did. Down here, there's a few guys starting, touching in and everything, but I think moisture's been pretty high, and with commodity prices the way they are, a lot of guys don't want to dry it down. But I think here in another couple weeks, especially if the weather stays the way it is, stay in these 80s, upper 80s, I think we'll drop a few points here in the next few days, so we should be ready to roll.
And the word that everybody's thrown out this year is variability, and I assume you're going to be expecting that from Wiffles fields as well.
Yes, from everything I've looked at, it doesn't matter whether you're in the best field, worst field, or whatever. There's not much consistency out there across all brands. It doesn't matter who you planted, what you planted, variety, anything. Everything is very, very touchy this year. I mean, it's just wet hole to thin stands to replant to you name it. I mean, it's been out there.
And the reason for that, Mother Nature was not that friendly.
No, she wasn't. And, no matter what we do to this, we can fertilize it, buy the best brands, do whatever you want, but Mother Nature has the final say-so.
Chris Vaughn, Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.